We are continuing on chapter 52. We're on page 273, 274. In the Hebrew, it's a line that starts Mahu HaLevush. It's about a little above halfway in the page. And in the English, it's right where the triangle is on the bottom paragraph. But what is this garment which is able to conceal? Okay, we are talking about, we're wrapping things up here. Chapter 52, 53 is the conclusion of it. We are talking about the chayas that's in a person's brain, that this is what comes now in to enlivens the whole entire body. And he compared this to the Shekhinah, the divine presence, okay, that comes into this world, and it is bedecked in various and sundry coverings. So he says, so what is it that is able to conceal Hashem and not get totally blown away? You have this idea of, if we use this word levush, that means that the godliness enclothes itself into it. So you have, I mean, the paradigm we could give is you have an infinite ocean contained in a bucket.
In a bucket, right,
yes.
Correct.
Okay, so you pick up this bucket and you got this infinite ocean in it.
Perfect.
Okay? How do you do that? Okay, that's the question that he asks over here. And later on,
small bucket.
Later on in Shar Yochid Va'amunah, so he goes into the relationship of Hashem and Elohim and Hashem and Adonai. Here he's not doing that so much. He says what contains Hashem basically is Hashem.
Right. Exactly.
The only thing that contains Hashem is Hashem. So you have finite revelations of Hashem. Since it's Hashem, so Hashem maintains his infiniteness. So you want to say it's a finite revelation of Hashem, but anything, if it's got Hashem stuck on it, is going to be infinite. So therefore, the infiniteness of Hashem can be contained by this finite revelation of Hashem. What's the finite revelation of Hashem? It's Ritzayin V'Chachmasai. Now, even though it's the will and wisdom of Hashem. Now, even though we said before that the will and wisdom of Hashem is one with Hashem, and therefore it's infinite, but it's defined as being will and wisdom. As soon as you put a definition on it, it's no longer infinite, truly infinite. It's going to be comparably infinite, which we don't mind. We talked about that zillions of times. And how does that come now and is manifest in this world as the physical forms of the mitzvahs? And again, you're getting really much more into the idea of the bucket of infinity.
Right.
Because when you're putting on the tefillin, your tefillin are no more than 4 by 4.4 centimeters cubed.
Right, yes.
Okay, that's the largest they could be. Yet, when you put them on, what's being conveyed is the infinite will and wisdom of Hashem, which is united and is a levush for the essence of Hashem.
Yes.
And so in this little bucket you got, when everybody has to say, that's a big buzzword now, your bucket list. So our bucket list is to do, 613 commandments. That's on our bucket list.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Okay, so what's in our bucket is all this infinity. So we have this little thing, it's what's 4 centimeters? 2.5 inches.
Right.
So 2.5 inches, it contains a whole entire infinity.
Yes.
Because, he says, it's revealed to us and to our children, the Raisa Mechachma Nafkis, the Torah comes from wisdom, He Chachma Elov, which is the supernal level of wisdom, which when you talk about supernal level of wisdom, you're talking about Chachma Vatzilus. Because of the definition we talked about before many times, that the Torah is defined as the will and wisdom of Hashem, which is incomparably higher than our physical world. But when you put on tefillin, this is why we're talking about this, is because this is a tying back and putting a tying in the loose ends,
right,
back to chapter 35, where he talks about the importance of mitzvahs.
Right.
Okay? Which is much higher than our revealed world. And when a person, the whole thing came in, it was when a chacham's eyes are in his head, because he can see the divine presence, which is just above his head, you might say. Because Hashem is a sage, but not with a wisdom which is known. Okay, meaning to say, we know what wisdom is. Wisdom is the ability to analyze every subject and get to the right to the core and the crux of every subject. That's how we define it. With Hashem, okay, Hashem is the core and crux of every subject. Mm-hmm. That's what Hashem's wisdom is.
Yes.
Not the power to get there, but that's what Hashem is. Hashem, in his infiniteness, is enclosed and united with this level of chachma, this level of wisdom. And since Hashem is enclosed in them, Hashem becomes one with them. Just as it is that if I were to grab on the sleeve of your shirt, you could say, let go of me. And even though I could respond, I'm not grabbing you, I'm only grabbing your shirt.
Right.
But since you are enclosed in your shirt,
right,
so it has become united with you.
Yes.
Because the whole purpose of your shirt is to make you presentable.
Yes.
So the whole point of Chachma as a Levush and all the other things that we're going to call Levushim to Hashem, make Hashem presentable. And the only thing is this will and wisdom which maintains its integrity. And he says this from now through the next, I don't know, 15 chapters of the book. We get to the whole Shar Yichud V'Amuna, and starting in chapter 4 in Geras HaTshuva, and going towards like chapter 9, the godliness that comes into this world maintains its integrity. We'll probably say it until this is coming out of your ears.
Good.
Meaning that even though it's only a bucket, it contains the infinite ocean. Even though it's only a pair of tefillin, it's only 2.5 inches cubed, but what is conveyed into this world is an infinite amount of godliness. Why is it that we don't get totally and completely evaporated when we put on the tefillin? Is because the same reason I don't get embarrassed when you walk into the room and you're wearing a shirt.
Right.
Because you're presentable. The godliness, the infiniteness, is presentable to this physical world. The whole reason why there is this whole physical world, that we talked about last time, the whole reason why there's cows is so that there should be tefillin.
Right, right, right.
Okay, so the whole reason why Hashem made it is so that there can be this presentation of Hashem's infiniteness. And as this godliness comes down through the creation process from one world to the next, so the divine presence, which, let's just finish the sentence, the divine presence also comes down from one world to the next. Shekhinah, as we said last time, has many names. It's Adonai, it's Malchus, it's the lower mother, it's what we call the creator. All these different levels of Malchus. Okay, Hashem being able to relate to us. So this presentation of Shekhinah in every world, as it says that throughout the Seder of the Seder Yistalshel, throughout the creation process, this Shekhinah is manifest at every level. That's the Malchus of every level. As we know that there's a Malchus of Atzilus, and a Malchus of Bria, and a Malchus of Yetzirah, and a Malchus, etc., etc. Every, the first mimer that the Rebbe gave back in 1951 talks about Iker Shechina B'Tachtonim Haisa, and talks about, well, what's he have Iker, the main Shechina? If there's a main Shechina, is there a minor Shechina? And he goes, he talks, yeah, there's minor Shechina. The revelations that aren't manifest down here. The main Shekhinah is here, down in this physical world. But to get here, all the levels of Malchus throughout the creation process are an expression of Shekhinah as well. Shekhinah being synonymous with Malchus, with the level of kingship, the 10th sphere. Okay, this is another name for it. Another name for the revelation of Shekhinah in each world is called the Kodesh, the Holy of Holies.
Sure, sure, of course.
And that was also manifest. That's why it was. If someone would go into the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash and they weren't proper, they'd get zapped. because this was the point, the
essential.
Yeah, this was the point, the what do you call it? The
interface.
The jump,
yeah,
for the divine presence to come into this, yeah, world.
It's light year interface.
It's like going into an elevator that's going down. You get smushed.
No.
Well, it's not really going down physical, but it's
walking into another dimension.
Yeah,
rocket through
like
a beam.
It's like suddenly losing your ends.
Yes.
Walking into a high power beam, you're
going. Yeah, just suddenly losing your ends.
You know the right phase, yeah, because you're the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, yeah.
From Kipper, and you've been. You're
correct.
You're not in phase. You're going to go.
That's correct. I mean, we're just learning in the Rambam, for those who are learning three prakim Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol will walk in four times, and he's allowed to work in three times into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kedoshim. If he walked in the fourth time,
he was gone.
Three? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He went three times.
He went in three times. He went in the fourth time,
that gone. One day.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Change clothes five times.
So. Yeah, yeah. Okay, change it five times because you have to go into the Holy of Holies three times.
He could do it
times.
Every year. Like, he could do it 4 years in a row.
He could do it 100 years in a row.
It was, but three times that day, no more.
Yes,
and
that's
when,
it.
And exactly when in the order is set.
Correct. Sure. I believe, I'm not mistaken, that the longest Kohen Gadol was for 80 years.
Yeah.
It was Yochanan Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
And we've talked about him.
Yes.
The last year of his life, he became a tzeduk and gave it, yes, all up. Yeah, anyway, after going to the Holy of Holies 240 times. Kamosha Kosa Bezerva Eitz Chaim. Shashchina hi Malchus Detzilus. What does it say over there? The Shechina, another name for Shechina, is Malchus of Etzilus. The world of the realm of kingdom, of the world of emanation, and it's going to be, that's what it says there. And what's Kosha Kedoshim in the next world in Bria is going to be Malchus of Bria, and then the one in Yetzira and Malchus of the world of formation until you come down here, until finally you have the Iker Shechina, the century point for the of Malchus to come into this physical world is going to be in the Holy of Holies. What's it doing now that there is no Holy of Holies?
How long is my...
It's doing it very well.
It's suffering.
Wow. Where would it be in a... Is it still in a sales?
It's here.
It's still here.
It's still here. Just because you don't see it.
Is it the one that's over all of us?
It's in every mitzvah that you do. It's in the dog.
Right now...
We have the Shekhinah.
Right, there's no place in this world that if you walk into it, your soul will fly out of your body and you will die.
There's not.
You know, people walk into the place where the rock is, and they walk into the place by the Holy of Holies, where that was, and nobody's getting zapped because there's no Holy of Holies. You need to have the... The containment, you might say. You know, if you have infinity with no bucket in this case, so there's no Holy of Holies, there's no bucket for it.
So there's no Holy of Holies. Exactly in that spot.
It's definitely in that spot. Yeah.
It's on a stone, it's right there.
Wherever it happens to be.
There's no bucket right now.
There's no bucket right now to contain it.
Right.
Okay, so.
But we still can't go there.
Correct. Because it's still the Holy of Holies.
We can't go there until there's a bucket. When there's a bucket, only the Kohen Gadol can go there.
Correct.
Only on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur three times.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm in a bracket. Shehibuchin is Gilu Arayin Tzai Baruch Hu, that what's Malchus of Atzilus? What's the purpose of Malchus of Atzilus? Well, what's the purpose of Malchus in every realm? The purpose of Malchus is to convey the other nine spheroids, it's referred to as Dibur. It's referred to as action, as a speech, to action. It's a final resultant. It's me being relative to you, being relating to you. If I'm relating to you, I'm using my malchus.
The action.
Correct. Okay? So this is a revelation. So what's now being conveyed is the revelation of the infiniteness of Hashem, the Chayah Shemeir Lo Olamos, and the life which is revealed to the worlds. That's why it's called the speech of God, because the process that we use is described in the Zohar in Pasuk Eliyahu, which we say on Friday afternoon before Mincha. It's those people who daven Havaris Nusach Svard say Pasuk Eliyahu, and there it talks about the ten spheres. You have Keser, and it says Chachma and Bina, and it says the emotions, and it says Malchus currently Malchus Teres Shabal Peh. Okay, there it says, it talks about the conveying of Malchus of Atzilus is called the speech of God. So when it says Vayemer Elokim in the Torah, Vayomer Hashem in the Torah, What was that? That's an expression, for lack of a better word, in the anthropomorphization of Hashem. We call it speech.
Right.
What is it? And he's going to talk about the, he talked about this a lot, what is speech? He talked about in chapter 21 already, and he's going to talk about it at great length in Shaar Yechuveh Emunah in two chapters from now, three chapters from now. Like, for example, the words of a person which reveal his thoughts, which are hidden to those people who are listening.
Yeah.
What's the whole reason why I'm talking now?
Revelation.
Is because I want to reveal to you what's going on in my head. Okay? That's why, it's the only reason why I'm talking.
That's it.
Okay? So with Hashem, Hashem's talking is in order to reveal the godliness to another level down.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I'm not just saying that, if you're talking in a relationship between me and you, that I'm higher and you're lower, but it is true that I'm the, in this instance, the mashpia.
Right.
I'm the one giving over,
right.
And you're being mekabel. You're
yes.
The one receiving.
Indeed. Yes.
So not to say lower or higher in that instance, because in Seder Celsius we use the term higher worlds, lower worlds, because of the amount of revelation that exists. If it's got more revelation, it's a higher world, and therefore it's mashpia. It gives over to a lower world. But with an individual,
right.
So what happens is that which is coming out of my mouth, which is my final result, now becomes, since this is a creation process, this is like the same Seder Yisrael, it's the same chain reaction. My final result becomes your beginning. Because now what happens is you've got the words going into your ears. Now you have to process them using your intellect and your emotion and finally your malchus. The standard line is, how do you know if you learn something? The answer is if you can tell it to someone else. If you can explain it to someone else, that means what? That you've taken my malchus and you've brought it all the way down to your malchus.
Yes.
Okay? So he mislabeshes behechol kachri yedoshim bebriya, and this malchus of exilus encloses itself in the holy of holies in the world of bria, which is chabad de bria mislav shehet ubehislav shusin the malchus de bria, and that goes down into malchus of bria of creation nivra neshamas amalachim shenivroi shebebriya, and what's the resultant action of the world, the realm of Malchus in the world of Bria, are neshamas and angels, higher level angels. The Gam, Misham Nimshach HaTalmud Shofaneinu, and that's where also Gemara comes from. So that what, he mentioned this before, and it was in a note in one of the earlier chapters, in chapter 40 I believe it was, that when you learn Talmud, you're connecting your intellect with Hashem, as Hashem is in Bria. We learn in Chumash, so your Chumash comes all the way down to see it to this world. Why is it that it's so easy? Is because the godliness is so hidden, it comes down in a way that you could, it's manifest in Pesukim that even a 5-year-old can understand it. Mishnah, which is in Yetzirah, which is just a form of an idea, it's an outline of an idea, hence the word Yetzirah, is in the world of Yetzirah.
Right.
Gemara is in Bria, and Kabbalah is in Atzilus. It doesn't come down. That's why Kabbalah is so hard. It's because it doesn't come down. It stays there. But when a person is learning it, where is their intellect? Their intellect is in Atzilus. That's why, for example, if a person can learn Gemara, and they're learning Psukim, they're wasting their time. Person should learn what's on their level. I'll give you a better example. If you can learn Gemara and you're learning Aleph Beis, you're definitely wasting your time.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be pushing it. Okay? And if, so likewise also, that's an extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you can learn Gemara and you're learning Pesukim, it's also, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to say you're supposed to. There's a time for it. You're supposed to divide your day so that you're learning some Chumash. And if during the time when you're supposed to be learning Gemara, you say, I'm just going to learn Chumash.
I don't want to strain myself.
You're wasting your time. It's called Bittul Torah. And it goes this way. It goes all the way down to the world of action. And each world is divided into millions of levels. Hanikra is gam kein oilamais paratim, which are called individual worlds. Umalchus de silus mubleshus bumalchus shell. Gotta turn the page. Kol Olam, Prati, and then Malchus of Atzilus has a direct relationship with the Malchus on every level. There's a direct, just like you always say, there's a direct relationship with the king and all the members of the royal family, and the princes are in charge of such and such, and the dukes are in charge of duckies, and and the earls are in charge of earlies, and the lords are in charge of whatever is right, you know, so lordies, whatever they're in charge of, I don't know how these...
Lordy.
Okay. I understand, you're looking at the note, your kingdom is the kingdom of all worlds, meaning that in every Malchus, which is the resultant action, or whatever, the result of every creative step, and contained in it is Malchus of Atzilus as it relates to that world. That's why it's called Malchus Cha, with a capital Your world. Your kingdom is the kingdom of all kingdoms. Making it that each realm of Malchus is a conveyor for Malchus of Atzilus, and Malchus of Atzilus is a conveyor for the infiniteness of Hashem. Kolim Prati Yerdes Mislav Shebehechol Kachi Kedoshim. And from there, what happens is you have the creation process, that the top of the bottom of the top becomes the top of the bottom, until finally we get to the bottom of the bottom, which is us.